Good morning. My guest this morning is Sherry Lee Miller from Main Stage West. Good morning, Sherry Lee.
Good morning, Roland.
We're laughing at each other because we did funny stuff before we started this interview. You are directing The Tempest, which is one of the heroic tasks in all theaterdom. It's going to be opening tomorrow night and playing three weekends through the month of August at Ives Park.
In Sebastopol, yes.
So this is sometimes thought of as Shakespeare's most difficult play. It's certainly, it's the longest, it's almost the longest male part ever anywhere, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Prospero is a massive role. John Craven is saying it brilliantly.
Oh, of course.
He's quite wonderful.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors in the world, so I'm thrilled. I don't know that it's his most difficult play, because there are plenty that are really hard, but it is certainly the most open-ended, most open to interpretation.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research on it before beginning and realized no matter what we do, people will think it's right or they'll think it's wrong because they have their own ideas.
Well, in many ways, it's the most modern of Shakespeare's plays. It sort of presages much more modern theater, I think.
And much more modern psychology. It is viewed as his last play. It certainly talks a lot about metaphysical subjects. There are a lot of metaphors in the play. Just on face value, it's an extremely entertaining story.
Oh, fabulous!
It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's thrilling. But there are many deeper levels that are really modern, as you said.
So, what is your approach as far as staging it?
Well, I have asked that it not be a specific time in the past, mostly because I really don't like Elizabethan clothing.
Particularly for a show like that.
We approached it the way I approach all shows. We focused a lot on character and relationships. There are some very deep relationships in it. And of course, there's the language. A lot of attention was paid to working on the verse. Danielle Kane was our text coach. And
have you ever ever directed the show before?
No, I haven't. In fact, of all of Shakespeare's plays, this is probably I probably know this one 12th best. I could have had 11 other plays I would have known better to start with.
But in a way, that's good because you come to it without preconception or with very little preconception.
That's right. I did. And then I did a lot of research and read a lot about what other people thought of the play, including poets and essayists and critics. And very interesting.
What other Shakespeare have you directed in your long career as a director?
This is the first full-length Shakespeare I've directed. I have performed in many Shakespeare's plays, and I studied it as an actor and as a director in college, but this is the first time I've directed a full-length Shakespeare.
So do you want to go on? Do you want to do more?
I definitely want to do more. Uh-huh. I love Shakespeare.
Okay, if you could do one other Shakespeare, what would it be?
Oh, you know, I know it's That's corny, but question. I have a soft spot for Romeo and Juliet. I really do.
Great.
And Hamlet. Uh-huh. I know. I know, very unoriginal thinking.
No. I think I agree with you. I think that's what I choose too. Well, good luck with it. I'm sure it's just going to be fantastic. And opening night tomorrow night, you must be all a Twitter.
I am. I'm very excited. The set that David Lear built. Oh, my gosh. It's stunning.
Great.
I'm very happy.
Well, thank you for coming in, Sherry Lee. And let's tell people once again that, yes, it's true. The Tempest, some say Shakespeare's greatest play, others don't, opens tomorrow night in Ives Park and plays through the 25th, Thursday through Sunday. For information, MainstageWest.com. And when you go to see The Tempest during its run, be sure to bring blankets and warm clothing.
It's freezing,
On these, quote, warm summer nights, unquote, it can get cold. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.